In this Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast, we're going to ask you to visualize a haunting scene. We're Nicole Lacroix.
And Bill Bukowski.
From Classical WETA. Now imagine a tiny boat gliding over smooth waters towards a desolate island mausoleum. The island is framed by massive boulders, but most of it is hidden by a thick grove of cypresses. In the boat, a woman draped in white stands by a casket. In 1880, Marie Berna, a young American-born widow, visited the Swiss-German painter Arnold Boecklin in his studio in Florence. She was fascinated by an unfinished painting on his easel, possibly a view of the nearby English cemetery where his baby daughter was buried. Having recently lost her husband, Marie asked Boecklin to add a female figure and a casket to the depiction of the boat. The painting caught the Victorian imagination and became so popular that Boecklin made three more versions. One ended up at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, another was lost in the war, and another was in Hitler's bunker when he committed suicide.
In 1907, Rachmaninoff was in Paris for a series of concerts organized by Diaghilev of Ballet Russe fame. He happened to see a black-and-white reproduction of Boecklin's Isle of the Dead painting and was haunted by it. 2 years later, he would write an exquisite tone poem inspired by the painting, by the black-and-white version, that is. He later saw one of the real, fully colored paintings in Leipzig and remarked that it didn't have the same impact on him, that he might not have written the work if he had seen the real painting first. Having moved his wife and his little girl to Dresden the preceding year because of the volatile political situation in Russia, Rachmaninoff dedicated himself to composition. He worked on his Second Symphony and premiered it in St. Petersburg in early 1908. By the end of that very busy year, he won the Glinka Prize of 1,000 rubles. Things were going well for the young composer. Just 8 years earlier, he had had a breakdown following the failure of his first symphony and had sought therapy. Early in the new year of 1909, Rachmaninoff set to work on The Isle of the Dead, Opus 29, which he premiered in Moscow on May 1st. Then America called, and he began work on the Piano Concerto No. 3, which he would perform on a grueling 20-stop tour. He hoped he'd make enough money to buy a car. One of the highlights of the tour was performing the Piano Concerto No. 3 with the New York Philharmonic under the baton of Gustav Mahler. The Isle of the Dead was one of the works he conducted on the tour.
There are three important features to Rachmaninoff's tone poem. First, the rhythm that imitates the sound of the oarsmen rowing in still water. Second, the Dies Irae, that is the Gregorian chant expressing mortal fear and desperate hope of redemption. Third is the idea of life, beautiful but transitory. Timpani and harp set the scene in A minor. The 5/8 rhythm, meaning there are five beats in a measure, gives us a rowing rhythm. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then it switches to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rachmaninoff comes back to this rhythm again and again in the piece. Listen as the solo horn breaks through with a hint of the Dies Irae.
And now listen to the more intense rhythm as the waves get more agitated. This is the beginning of the section where Rachmaninoff breaks away from the idea of death in the painting to describe life. The key changes to E flat major. As he wrote to Leopold Stokowski, this section should be a great contrast to all the rest of the work, faster, more nervous, and more emotional.
The whole orchestra expresses unbearable passion. Building up to the Dies Irae, the wrath of God. The judgment of God, the heartbeat of fear. Fear subsides and gives way to acceptance, perhaps beautiful memories of the deceased. But always we are reminded as we journey home that death lives with us. And now, the oarsman has brought us back to the quiet, peaceful A minor with which we began our journey. The circle of life is complete.
This has been a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast on Rachmaninoff's Isle of the Dead. I'm Classical WETA's Bill Bukowski.
And I'm Nicole Lacroix from Classical WETA.